Network.
Okay, final segment with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, I forgot to say here in the break. Next Tuesday, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 11:30 to 1 o'clock your time. You're back on with us next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you, Alex.
Let's lock that down now, because obviously folks want to talk to you. We'll mainly take calls then and get into some of the other areas we haven't been able to cover. We got Stephen. Now, we got a bunch of other people coming up throughout the week, later in the week. We got James Corbett coming up next. And then I do have a surprise guest coming up tomorrow. I'll tell you about that after the bottom of the hour break. So stay with us on that front. Right now, let's jam in a few final calls here quickly. Well, before I do that, Lindsay is producing a special DVD video next week. It should be out in the next few weeks. If you want to pre-order it, you'll get it in the order that your order is received. You can call 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111, or prophecyclub.com. And obviously, as we get closer to the release of it, you'll be able to order as well when Lindsay's back on with us next week. But let's jam in now. Well, finishing up, is Bob still there from Texas? He's gone, but there he is, a guy that worked in that very area where you worked, and they're not allowed. I mean, that's big secrets how much oil is really there, Lindsay.
Yes, exactly. We have it all over the country. They know it's there. They've known it's there for a long time. Now they'll be able to produce it once they have created the unrest and the crisis they want in the Middle East and other oil-producing countries.
Let's jam in a few final calls. Sheck in Missouri and then Miles in Hawaii. Go ahead, Sheck.
Good day, Ed Jones. My question is for Lindsay Williams. I was curious if his source ever spoke to him about the containment grid and the contingency grid when they are going to raise the gas prices.
The containment grid and the contingency grid on gas prices, Lindsay.
Oh, well, the gas prices, of course, are going to go up, up, up. I'm not quite understanding his question.
Are you talking about price controls? What are you, educate us what you're talking about, Sec.
Host cities and then derivative cities and sister cities. Does he have any idea from his sources how they're going to spread this across the United States?
Are you talking about lockdowns of cities?
Well, no. I'm talking about the gas pricing structure. For instance, you know, they test market a lot of their ideas in certain areas of New York, places like Ithaca, and then they roll them out into other cities. Are they going to do something like this? Are they going to have a host city when the oil crisis hits and then spread it out into the other cities around the United States?
Lindsay?
I don't think you'll be any safer in one part of the country than you are another. I have not heard that they're going to do it one city at a time. I believe that whenever this crisis gets so great in the Middle East and they can't supply the oil goods, at that point they'll just raise the price everywhere.
Yeah, Sec, thank you. We're almost out of time. The way oil works, folks, is that they increase the prices when they have a glut by buying up refineries and shutting them down or cutting production. That came out in AP lawsuit to get the documents on the big five oil companies, 2001, for their meetings in 95. The reason you pay more in a place like New York or a place like L.A. is because there's harder transportation to bring it in. Plus, the real estate costs are more, so the gas stations cost more to own and operate. That's the main reason you see big increases in certain areas compared to others. Like if you're in South Texas right next to the oil refinery, you're going to be paying the lowest prices in the country. Correct, Lindsay?
Yes, and the reason you see it in California, for instance, is because of California law that states that they must have the fuel refined to a certain state.
Yes.
Put in all those additives in with the diesel fuel. They can't allow any of the contamination. This is state law that requires that makes the price so much higher in California.
We got 1 minute left. Real quick comment or question from Miles in Hawaii. Aloha, go ahead.
Aloha, Pastor Lindsay and Alex. On a spiritual basis, I just want to, we're dealing with principalities of darkness besides the physical men at the parallel elite level. And I just wanted to ask, can we get, like, momentum for a prayer cover for everybody?
Yes, we should pray that this nation and the world repent. As the Bible says, seek God's face and repent, and he will heal our land. Correct, Lindsay? We'll talk more about it next week.
Set your spiritual house in order as quick as you can. Get out on your knees after the Alex Jones show there in your room and tell Jesus Christ you won't accept him as your Savior. Be born again and set your house in order.
And get the discernment and the blessings and everything that comes with it. Why do you think this country's been so blessed? We're not perfect, but we were good Christian Puritan Nation. Lindsay, we'll see you back next Tuesday, right in the middle of the show. God bless you. Talk to you again soon. Age Corner coming up.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I really wanted to get James Corbett of the Corbett Report on from Japan. And he's been over there since 2004, living and working there. So he has an international perspective. And since 2007, he has been producing great little 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute video news reports that I just find to be very well researched. And covering the carbon taxes, eugenics, geopolitical developments. And I wanted to get James Corbett up with us from Japan. CorbettReport.com is his website. He's got a forthcoming book, Reportage, Essays on the New World Order. And so that should be available very, very soon. It says in early 2011, so maybe it's available now. But James, it's crazy times to have you on. So much of what people have been talking about for 50 years with the development of the world government, mainly insiders who were in the military at high level in Congress that came out and warned people when they were briefed on this 50-year plan that we're now coming to the end of this phase in the next 50-year extermination program. Hope folks enjoy that if they don't listen. There's so much to talk about. I didn't do any pre-interview with you. It's good to have you here. What do you think is most important going on in the world right now? What's on your radar screen?
Well, it's difficult to say because, as you say, these are insanely crazy times and there's so much going on right now. But obviously what's happening in the Middle East and everything that Lindsay Williams was just covering is absolutely vital, central to what's going on. And the ongoing economic collapse is something that I'm always concerned with. But I guess other than that, the overlay of the eugenics scientific control grid is something that I tend to concentrate on because that's really the heart of what drives the New World Order and the eugenics obsessed elite. So again, there's so much going on, but I think something that's important to stress is that you're so right that people have been warning about this for 50 years, but we in our generation are so incredibly fortunate to be living in this age where we literally have the Library of Alexandria at our fingertips with this new internet technology that has opened up this world of information and has made us probably the most energized and the most the greatest potential of any generation ever to really nail the wooden stake through the heart of this new world order. So that's what I'm attempting to do with my work, and I know you are with yours, and I'm just not taking it for granted, this incredible opportunity we have right now.
Well, James, you know the double-edged, double-meaning Chinese saying of "May you live in interesting times." Is the glass half empty or half full? The point is, human destiny for our entire future is now being decided. Revolutions in robotics, genetic engineering, weapon systems, transportation, information. It's kind of like starving children many times in third world countries are loving, they're thankful, they're well-behaved. But then spoiled children that have all the food they could eat in the world don't want healthy food. They want junk and become spoiled brats. So there are some people waking up and getting involved and using all this information to spread knowledge in a new renaissance, a new awakening, enlightenment. But at the same time, you've got people who are awakening and becoming better, but others falling to the brainwashing, the sodium fluoride, the TV flicker screens, the system, and the globalists are turning up their heat with their full-on assault of the environment of humanity to literally weaken us, and we have all their white papers that you've so well documented in some of your short films that really illustrate that. Let's talk about the onslaught of the globalists against the people. So, from your own research, what you think is most important on that front?
Well, unfortunately, you're right. There aren't enough people yet that are really energized and tuned into this real political reality. But there are more waking up every day, as you well know, and as I see on my work as well. I mean, I see so many more people who are now at this point, especially as things increase and as the temperature rises, people are more and more interested in getting into this information. So that's why it's important that we're out there spreading this information right now. But I think, unfortunately, the vast majority of the public has been intellectually crippled by the fact that the media has been completely and utterly controlled for decades now, at least, by the big foundations, for example. I mean, you have a report up on InfoWars today about the Gates Foundation and how they've been influencing media coverage of the Gates Foundation. Surprise, surprise. And of course, we saw that going back with the Rockefellers and all of that before that. And then the education system itself, as many of your guests have talked about before, obviously has been used to dumb people down. So, I mean, in a sense, the public has been intellectually crippled by their lack of information about what the real political paradigm is and who the real political players are. And sometimes the tendency is for some people to blame the public for being intellectually crippled, but I don't think that's particularly helpful. I mean, we just have to do our best to try to overcome that. And now that we have this internet technology, we really do have the chance at waking more people up to this. So it's kind of a race, I think. And
yes,
it's just a question of whether we're running fast enough.
Well, that's well said. And of course, when I give my little parables or my allegories, I a lot of times don't finish them. My point is, children who don't have enough to eat are thankful, are appreciative, their eyes shine with life. I mean, this has been well documented by historians. And then people that have plenty. What was the saying by the French philosopher Victor Hugo that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters? And so what I'm saying is, with mental food, we've got the choices of every library in the world, incredible technology, incredible developments, understanding, connectivity to other humans to spread ideas, true diversity of ideas. But so there's a certain segment of the population that are like spoiled brats, and they choose Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and football and porn instead of knowing the secrets of the universe, and I'm not saying we know them yet, but we're beginning to expand out into this, that's really the paradox I'm talking about.
Right, and it's very true, and unfortunately, there is a certain percentage of the public that will never really ever tune into the real political reality. But as we know, I mean, in the American Revolution and in so many other revolutionary times, it's really a small percentage that get things going, and everybody else just joins in once it's going. So I think your listeners and the people who are listening right now are at the forefront of this, and are going to be the ones who will be leading the charge against the New World Order. And it's important that everyone has that understanding and really takes into account what's going on these days and realize that you are the vanguard and you are the ones carrying this torch. And each of us individually can fall and falter, but all together we cannot be stopped.
And history shows that as a fact, and no amount of psychotronic weaponry is going to be able to stop us, because the human species is ancient and is powerful and is made in the image of God. We are creators, little creators, but we're able to do such amazing things. And we've got that life force and our spirit and that will to survive. And even at a subconscious level, people want their children to do better. Even elitists don't want to destroy their children's future. And they're beginning to see the system they're building will devour them as well. But I hope listeners listen to your powerful message, James Corbett, that we are at the historical flashpoint, the crossroads, the jump point. And what you do now will echo throughout history like nothing humans had a chance to do before. You are living in incredible times. And if you want to know the solution to fighting tyranny, it is awakening, it's turning off the television set, it's getting control of your own life and then helping others and spreading the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your destiny if you take it up in your hands.
Absolutely right. And of course, we know that the forces of evil are arrayed against us. And we do know that all of the various ways that we're being tracked and traced and controlled, and the behaviorists who have been studying and manipulating human society for decades and decades, for hundreds of years now, we're being carefully studied and placed into this carefully crafted, scientifically constructed control grid. And
they write thousands of textbooks on it. And then those that won't go read the textbooks, we show them on air, laugh at us and say it isn't true. Folks, we're James Corbett, myself, countless others, we're just people that know who stumbled upon, or for whatever reason, the globalist own manuals. That's what's so sick about this, James.
Absolutely. And that's an important point for people to take home, because what I do is nothing special. What you do is nothing special. I mean, we're just people who have encountered this incredible information. And like any normal human being would, when faced with the magnitude of what we're facing, just feel we have to do something to get this out to other people. And anyone else out there who's listening right now can do this and can take it up. And it was actually me listening to this radio show 4 years ago that motivated me to start the Corbett Report. And I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined that I would have been reaching as many people as I'm reaching now just by taking it up and taking it into my own hands and getting the word out. So everyone who's out there.
Well, you have a distinctive voice. And I remember when I started seeing your videos 4 years ago that it seemed like I'd heard your voice before. Had you been a caller to this show ever?
I've called in a couple times. Yeah, in fact, just after I started the Corbett Report, I called in, and it was you. You said you'd seen my website, so that was something that helped motivate me even more. And I've always tried to do.
I'm not perfect, but I do want to raise up other people who are in many ways better than I am, so that we win this thing for my children, for your children, for everyone. This is life and death, and you know, we see the COINTELPRO, we see the infighting, we see the government operations manipulating our own, human frailties. But the good news is, the thing I am proudest of is that so many people, most people I ended up interviewing years later, I never knew that about you, James, ended up waking up from this show. And I tell you, if people judge a tree by its fruits, this radio broadcast and what it's done has been very, very positive, and it's a great responsibility. But I thank you for taking our information and running with it, because I see your reports. We post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and you just put things so concisely and in a calm, focused way, which will affect certain people who don't like my delivery. So it's almost like God's out there with his basically directing all of us in different ways to reach everybody.
I couldn't agree more. And personally, I'm a huge fan of the Justin Bieber rant. I think that's brilliant. But I know a lot of people don't like that style of delivery, so I'm here with a different style. And together, I mean, we're doing it in different ways, but we're saying the same thing.
I've been getting emails saying it's Bieber. Yeah, I know. I know it's Bieber, folks. It's a joke. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. Well, James, you know, the main reason I wanted to get you on was as a guest, but also to test your Skype. Because you're in Japan, and I think we're going to be hearing you host the show, and I'm away with Paul Watson and Dr. Nick Begich the health ranger Mike Adams. I'm lining up a cadre of key men and women, if we find someone who is up to the metal, to host this show. So I'll announce that live to you right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about, and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter, or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
shown from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
The globalists are digging our grave. We either dig a grave for their corrupt parasitic system, or they're going to shovel us into the grave they've dug. Get that through your heads, folks. You're under attack. The enemy's announced it and thinks you're too stupid to recognize it. We'll find out humans' potential. I believe in man. I believe in humanity with God's help. James, we're almost out of time. I look forward to having you back up for a full hour in the future. I'll probably just put you up and you can come on and do the show and the first time test it out, maybe co-host with Aaron Dykes, another great guy we're getting lined up who co-hosted for 30 minutes a few weeks ago. But I'm just honored to have you on. Tell us about some of your latest reports on eugenics, the Rockefeller Foundation documents about sterilant vaccines. That was one of your latest reports I saw, and some of the other reports you're working on. Yeah, that's
sorry about that.
Well, we're just testing your Skype. It has a few problems, but go ahead. Tell us about some of the other projects you're working on.
As you mentioned earlier, I've got Reportage, my book, coming out later this year, and I've been promising it for a while now, so I better get on that. But I've almost got that done, and I've got video reports coming out on a weekly basis. I've got Sunday Update. It's my weekly news series. I've got New World Next Week that I do with James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, where we go over three news stories every week. And I've got a new series called The Last Word, and I've already done The Last Word on Overpopulation and The Last Word on Terrorism. So that's up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CorbettReport. I'm doing interviews, podcast episodes, and articles. So it's all up on my website. But, Alex, you'll be happy to hear your listeners have already managed to crash my website. So excellent. I hope people will keep trying over the next few days. But,
yeah, well, that's a good problem to have.
It might be up. I actually got through. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're a good guy and a great mind. Hopefully you can start doing this more and more and fund yourself for the book and do it full time. That's what I did. And that's how we build larger, more powerful operations to face the globalists. We've got to do that. James, tell us about some of the other reports you've done in the past, the things that you're focusing in on.
Well, for instance, on my podcast this week, I covered 30 ways you're being spied on, and it's just basically an audio documentary collecting some of audio clips of all of the just craziness that's being employed to spy on the American people and people all around the globe, and from the blimps that the Utah State Police are using to the spy satellites that the American government is now admitting they are using against the American people to the cell phone tracking, all of those incredible ways that we're now admittedly being tracked, traced, and controlled. And I tried to end it on a bit of a positive note with someone saying that the technology that's enslaving us is also the technology that will free us and that we can use this technology against the system. And I think that's something that people need to take to heart as well, because absolutely it's important for people to realize that we can use this technology against the system that's trying to use it against us. And to what extent we can do that and whether we'll ultimately win is up in the air. But I'm hoping that we can organize some sort of resistance that's more meaningful than just some rioting or turning over cars, because as we know, the system is set up and geared towards violent revolution, but they're not geared towards the revolution of the mind. And if we light the fire in the minds of men and spread that around the world, there is nothing that will stop free humanity.
Yes. Lighting fires in the minds of men, beautifully said. Here's an example of them throwing the control grid in our face. Here's the New Yorker magazine. A new article just out yesterday. The headline is, talk about throwing it in our face, no big deal, but Google may have promoted a contest to kids to get their Social Security numbers. I'll read that again. No big deal. Kind of like in Pennsylvania. No big deal. The school's watching your kids over laptops at home in the shower. No big deal. The school told them themselves, oh, we're doing it. No big deal, but Google may have promoted a contest to get kids' Social Security numbers. And then it just says, basically, it's no big deal to try to trick little kids to give them their Social Security numbers. I mean, is there no end to their evil, how they're just trying to normalize classical tyranny?
Unfortunately not, and it was one of the Google CEOs, I think it was Eric Schmidt, I can't remember, but he said that Google's all about going up to the edge of the creepy line and then not crossing it. But of course, we know they don't just like to go up to the creepy line, they like to pole vault over it and see how far they can get. And Google is absolutely just one of the most sick companies out there right now, with all of their Google Latitude, so you can spy on your friends in real time and find out where they're going and all the other things.
Yeah, they get you in on the evil. Classic ways to bathe people. In the corruption, I mean, classic corruption model, scientifically carried out. It's an NSA, CIA front, as is Microsoft on record. We were kooks talking about it a decade ago, 6 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. James Corbett, amazing interview. We'll talk to you again soon. We're going to come back and we'll tell you who the big guest is. Thank you. Who the big guest is tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Thank you for joining us. We're live into the fourth hour today. We routinely do the fourth hour live in overdrive right now. Sometimes we go into the fifth hour. We call that maximum overdrive. And sometimes I do 27-hour straight broadcasts like we did last year. I guess we call that near infinity overdrive or light speed overdrive. I want to say great job to the crew, great job to the sponsors, great job to the stations carrying us, to Genesis, to everybody. The IT people, you the listeners, all of us symbiotically together. I can just feel that we're on top of Saturn rocket blasting into orbit. I mean, we are affecting change worldwide. And yeah, I'm risking my life, but I wasn't born and you aren't born to be losers and to not live substantive lives that affect change for the better. I am on the field of InfoWars 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I am honored to be your host. I am honored to be your frontline wartime broadcaster in the battle for the Republic. And we need your prayers. Now, I'm going to announce who the big guest is tomorrow, and while we're having this big guest on, it is going to shed some light and some truth on some important things, also bring massive attention to this radio broadcast and our message and what we do. So we're very excited about that. And the person wants me to announce it, or I wouldn't have. Notice I don't normally do that. But I'm going to talk about that in about 5 minutes. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because, well, he's the owner of the network. He's the guy that sponsors me. He's the guy I buy gold and silver from. He's the guy who's bought national radio ads promoting this show. He's the guy who is one of the big boosters on this craft. And we couldn't have done any of this without Ted Anderson. When I was fired from local radio with the number one show in its time slot, because I wouldn't shut up about the New World Order, I luckily had already gotten into operations with Ted, and it's just been wonderful ever since. But that's really a side issue. I just want to thank Ted for all he's done while I'm thanking others. But Ted, we have Saudi King back home, orders $37 billion in handouts. He left his pleasure palace in Europe to go back and hand out $37 billion to the public so they don't revolt and overthrow everything. There was a big treasury auction today, and record low numbers of countries, individuals bought the treasury, so they're going to monetize that. Oil obviously exploded again today. It was up 9% yesterday, close to that again today. In fact, I'll get the actual number. We'll find out what oil's up today on. It'll just say it on any article about it, any new one. This is commodities going up. This is dollar devaluation. This is what we've been warning people about for, well, really 12 years, 13 years. I learned about this from George Humphrey in 1998. I understood the fractional reserve banking and all that, but he explained to me on air and in his audio CD of his book. I didn't read the book. I listened to the CD. Derivatives and what was going to happen, because he is an economist and a very successful businessman, and that's the real mark. You got plenty of economists that don't know their head from a hole in the ground. George Humphrey, very, very successful, lives all over the world. But that, again, itself is just some background. And now here we are. You know, we told you the train's 10 miles out. It's 5 miles out. It's 3 miles out. It's 2 miles out. It's a mile out. It's 500 yards out, folks. It's accelerating towards us. You heard Stansbury earlier. You heard Mark Faber a few days ago. You've heard Webster Tarpley. You've heard Ron Paul tell you to get gold and silver. And you've heard Ted tell you get bullion. Because, you know, collectors are great if you're getting the right thing and know what you're doing, going off the little red book, you know, that comes out every year. But with bullion, you absolutely, you know, if you get it a little bit over spot or at spot, you're doing great. Same thing with silver. So I briefly wanted to bring Ted up to get his take at 30-plus years in the gold and silver business on what we're seeing happen right now, where gold and silver look like they're going to close in the next 23 minutes. We're not quite sure yet, but where they are right now and his take on what's happening around the world. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, sure. Well, by the way, oil is at $98.45, up $3 or 3.03 up.
So it was up 9% yesterday. It went up even more earlier. They knocked it back down some.
Yeah, well, yeah, it hit 100. So, I mean, there you go. Gold is at 14, 1780. Silver, 33.81, almost $34 an ounce for silver. You know, you're talking about that treasury sale flopping on its face. And like you said, what's going to happen now is, you know, it's not like the government's going to default on its debt or not make its obligations because it didn't sell its treasuries to foreigners. They're going to turn to the Federal Reserve System and the printing press. And that's just going to be more stimulus money coming into the economy, driving the value of the dollar down. That's what my take is. We're going to see inflation here. The value of the dollar is on a doomsday ship here. And it's just like sinking like the Titanic. And for some reason, for the love of God knows what, people will not jump off the ship. I don't understand it, why they can't see this. I mean, people really need to get away from paper money. Federal Reserve notes are foreign countries are in the same same boat. I mean, all of Europe is going this direction. Even China is experiencing inflation right now. You really need to have physical gold and silver in your hands that you can use and trade and use whatever for what you need. I mean, Alex, we're just sitting in a situation where you have the perfect economic storm, and now you're adding this Middle East tension along with everything else. It's just beyond comprehension that people wouldn't even just want to jump on this so hard. It's not even
well,
funny.
Well, absolutely. Gold is at $1,410.00, $1,410 on the nose, up $11 today, up a whole bunch yesterday. Where's silver again, Ted?
Silver was at $33, and hang on a second, let me just refresh. It's at $33.81 for the high, currently right now at $33.51. We've almost broke $34 an ounce silver today. I mean, it's on a rocket ship to the moon, too, man. This stuff is really going, all I can say is that people should take advantage of it. Those videos that we've been offering, I mean, three silver dollars in videos, there's absolutely no excuse that people don't buy this deal.
Yeah, you can't hold that much longer as you're about to run out and have to buy silver at a higher price. You buy silver when it's lower, knowing it's only going to go up, and then still pass on the savings instead of going up in prices like most brokers out there do. Most brokers aren't even holding gold and silver. They just take your order and then get it somewhere else if they can. Ted's got it all there in-house. Three silver dollars, which is, do the math, 33, 33, 33. We're talking about $99, and of course there's always stuff added on, so it's over 100 anywhere in the market out there. And so $100 value, $10 free shipping, and then the $60 value of Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and Endgame DVDs. Basically, that's free on top, with the shipping free on top. If people don't do that deal, they're insane. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Now, Ted, you're holding that deal, I know, today, but you told me you shouldn't even hold it today, but you are. What are you able to hold on the old prices we had yesterday on gold, or has that gone up? I haven't talked to you today.
No, I haven't. I haven't raised the prices on gold because I knew we'd be doing this today. I still have the francs at 308. I still have the British sovereign at 386. Those are really good buys. I am still holding down the Walking Liberty half at 1576. That's going to increase in price. We still have Creature from Jekyll Island books for $31 with a silver dollar included in it. I mean, honestly, if people could just take the time to educate themselves, you know, your portfolio needs gold and silver. And if you haven't done it, stop procrastinating. You're just watching, you know, you're watching your bonds, your stocks, and everything go down the toilet. And, you know, you better have a position in gold and silver. And I'm not talking about some ETF thing that you're hoping that some brokerage firm has it stored for you. I'm talking about having the real deal sitting in your hands, and it weighs some weight, and you have to store it. That's what you need.
And to get the super low prices, folks, say that it's the radio special, and then you will be able to get the prices that were a month ago. And believe me, these are going to be going up very, very soon, as soon as Ted runs out of the supplies he has. Ted, what's the real numbers? How long do you think you're going to be able to hold it?
Well, you know what? I'd like to do your DVDs till Friday. I've got to see, though, man. With silver, if silver could be $39 an ounce, and I'm saying could, but it could be $39 an ounce before the end of this week. But I just really encourage people. I mean, first of all, if you have the fire in your belly for liberty, if you want freedom, get Alex's videos and share them with your friends and family members.
Sure.
And then you're going to get three silver dollars with it. I really want people to do this because that's the root. That's what.
Well, Ted, the margins are so low on this. The free $10 shipping, and that's what it cost you about. Yeah, you told me it's about $10, right? Three silver dollars.
Yeah, if you put it all together, if you do the silver dollars and the thing, the whole deal, it comes down to about six something for shipping. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it is such a discount to buy this.
I guess
stuff.
You're counting
I'm
your handling, though. Yeah, you're counting your handling because you gave me a $10 number privately a year ago or something. Well, folks, here's the deal. Here's the toll-free number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Call the brokers. We'll be there till midnight. And you heard Teddy's holding us through into tomorrow. Just ask about the other great deals on Buffaloes, Ron Paul gold coins. Just tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the special discounts. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. All right, now shifting gears here, back tomorrow on the show, we've got quite a few important guests joining us, but tomorrow we're going to have a Hollywood slash TV celebrity on the show who in the news cycle is as big as it gets. And when it comes to the tabloids, he is the biggest it gets. And when it comes to, I looked at it last week when he did a radio interview, it was 40-plus thousand news articles in one day on it when he went on Dan Patrick. And I knew he was going on Dan Patrick because I was there in his car with him when Dan Patrick called him on Saturday. We were going to work out at Sylvester Stallone. Well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, the issue, I'm going to shut up right now. But the, oh, man, if you knew the other stuff. You can say whatever you want about Charlie Sheen, but he's the real deal. And all of us, you know, have our problems. All of us have our demons. But I went out there to help him stay sober, you know, bored there at his house, hung out with him for a couple days, hung out with a lot of other folks that were there that will go unnamed. I mean, I've been there when they, you know, the doctor comes in with the pee cup. So he's been totally clean 3 weeks, and I think your prayers for him really helped. He was almost completely clean of everything for 12 years. And I think the prayers really helped because Charlie's somebody who's told the truth about 9/11. I know him personally, what a really nice guy he is. And he's really coming on the show to talk about a host of issues that the media is going to be interested in, but also to help get the word out about the New World Order and to also challenge Barack Obama to both A, listen tomorrow. By the way, he was contacted by the White House with his 20 minutes with the president thing. I was there when he, well, I'm going to get off that because that's private. But I can say he was contacted by the White House. That 20 minutes with the president got tens of millions of new people to look at the bullet points of what happened. And so Charlie told me he's not going to do any more interviews for a long time after this one. When he flew me out there just to spend time with him and keep his mind on politics and the New World Order and what's happening, you know, with our society, I went out there to spend time with him and didn't even really ask him to come on the show. And then I saw him do Dan Patrick, and I said, "Don't you think you should do the show?" And he said, "Yeah, we'll do it next Thursday." So Thursday is tomorrow and is the day. And it's fluid exactly when he's going to be on because he's traveling. But he'll be on within that 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Area. And I'll just leave it at that. But he says 100% he's coming on. And he gave me a list of the things he wants to talk about. Please don't put the camera on this list, though, till tomorrow. So it's got a bunch of inside baseball stuff. But for people that say, well, why have Charlie Sheen on? It's entertainment. This would be somebody like Justin Bieber or somebody like Lady Gaga or somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's got the attention of the millions of zombies, as Charlie says, who he wants to wake up. Does it mean he's a perfect man? Does it mean I am? No. But the point is that through him coming on this show, we'll reach a lot of people. And I didn't want to pre-announce him in case they try any dirty tricks, but there's been a lot of stuff going behind the scenes that people don't even know about. But he wants it announced. He said, tell folks that he is coming on and it's going to be Charlie Sheen Unleashed. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., this will be another devastating blow on the globalists because the way the media cycle works, some people will say, well, they'll use that and all of Sheen's, you know, stuff to try to, you know, no, that's not how it works, folks. That's not how it works. We'll get millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of more people visiting InfoWars and Prison Planet, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com that never would have. And Charlie can also tell the truth about some things because he's the guy that tells you straight up. He's a 100% straight shooter. I mean, the guy's famous for just giving friends, you know, $200,000 watches, giving, you know, millions to breast cancer privately. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that. Well, I guess he's gotten awards for it, but they didn't say how much. The point is, the guy just, I mean, you ought to just see him there at his house just calling charities, just giving him millions of dollars right in front of me. I mean, he's not doing show off to me. He's just, he's like an angel and a devil. Isn't that how we all are? I mean, isn't that how we all are? I mean, I just can't, I can't describe to you the things I've had to turn down from Charlie Sheen. He gave me, one day in the mail came his first big role, his prized possession, the Wolverine jacket from Red Dawn. I mean, I got it in a safe. Just to see what it was worth, talked to a collector in New York, and they said, we'll give you $100,000 right now for it. I mean, that's Charlie Sheen, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, that's why I said pray for him. That's why I care about him. That's why I went out there. I mean, I could go out there and see him anytime. And I probably only see him about once a year because he's busy, I'm busy, I'm here doing this. I'm not, you know, going out to Hollywood, because most of these Hollywood people, they invite me out there, rock stars, you name it. Some of the biggest rock stars in the country. You know, Muse only has links to our websites on their site, on their news area. But you notice Muse has only been on once. Their management doesn't want them on more. People bigger than Muse. Okay, I'm not even going to get into it. The Who, let me go further. You heard of a band talking about lead blimps falling? I mean, you know, basically Hollywood is on fire with this info. They know about the New World Order. They don't like the banking system that owns and runs Hollywood. I just wish I could tell you everything I know, but I'll only, it's all in confidence, and I'll just let Charlie say what he wants on air. But Charlie's the only one of the dozens of high-powered people I've talked to who will come on the show, who's got the time, who's got the energy, that's real enough, that's passionate enough, that's wild enough. I mean, he's just so real. And, yeah, he's got a passion for women. He's got a passion for drink. Who doesn't? And he's trying to get away from all that. But the point, and he has successfully completely with alcohol and drugs. So thank you for praying for Charlie Sheen. Thank you for, you know, what you did a few weeks ago. He didn't even know about it, but he said he could feel it. Because, you know, he doesn't listen all the time. He's a busy guy. And we're going to have some other good fodder for the media. You know, it's going to be a light interview. We're going to talk about the new Major League movie they're going to make. We're going to talk about the beard over there. What's the name of the closer for the San Francisco Giants? Well, I don't know. The point is, we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff here on the show tomorrow. And basically, it's another giant info war bomb. But we're going to talk about 9/11. We're going to talk about Obama. We're going to talk about the TSA. We're going to talk about everything but the Easter Bunny tomorrow here. Tell everybody you know about it. And I don't like to have big surprises. I mean, I don't like to announce things. I like them to be big surprises. So if something falls through, it's not a surprise. But he says 100%. You know, he'd have to be incapacitated to not be on the show. So let's hope his hernia doesn't act up. By the way, I've seen his hernia. We're swimming around the pool. He's got the same one I've got, the one on your belly button. We're going to talk about that. Most of these women you hear about, it's not true. Most of the drug stuff's not true.
Throw away your used batteries. You need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The TSA can bring the globalists down. Their public plans to station foreign troops to suppress the American people, that's now going into full swing, can bring them down. Building 7 can bring them down. There are many other things. The radiating of foster children, the injecting people all over the world with live syphilis, telling them it's a vaccine. The globalists have been caught doing all of this. But let's play that little short clip, then we'll play the longer clip. Of Rumsfeld in context on the show, but here's Donald Rumsfeld a couple days ago on Eric Mueller's show, a Mancow show, pitching his book and saying, I don't know anything about Building 7. You notice his voice really changes, though, compared to other clips from the interview. He just gets very quiet, very calm. He gets in that fighter pilot mode. That's what he is a fighter pilot. He gets in that mode, that V2 mode, point of no return. He's just like, I don't know anything about that. No, don't know anything about that building. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Building 7, I often hear about. No plane hit Building 7. Why did Building 7 come down? What do you tell people?
What is Building 7?
Or what it was, a Building 5, or the building that wasn't hit by the plane? Building 7.
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
Do a talk radio show.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never heard of that. Did you hear his voice, the deception in it? I have no idea. I've never heard of that. Now we got to track through all his statements. I'll guarantee you there's going to be something about Building 7. And he's messed up a few times and talked about missiles hitting the Pentagon three or four times that we know of. A bunch of other globalists have as well, top generals. But there he is. People need to confront him everywhere, not just about the missing trillions from the Pentagon. But, well, you don't know about Building 7, your Pentagon command base in New York? You don't know about the terror attack drill you were running with the CIA that day? Of those exact same buildings being attacked at the exact same time? You don't know about that, Rumsfeld? Here's another clip of just some of their banter.
You're such a serious guy. People, I don't think, realize I've been around you several times. You have a great sense of humor. What do you watch? What makes you laugh? I'd be curious.
Well, you know, but...
NBC Nightly News?
No. The last movie I saw was Secretariat.
I wanted it to be The Hangover or something like that.
No, but I don't watch movies much. I don't know why. Yeah. I mostly read history books and biographies.
Yeah.
TV shows. I tell you, I watch some news, and I watch sports.
Just as I would expect. I just wanted to hear you that you sit around and watch 30 Rock and you laugh. I don't know.
No.
No.
I don't even know what it is.
Do you know what Lady Gaga is?
I've heard of her.
Of course.
I've seen a picture. It's a startling.
And you're a big Snooki fan.
No.
I have that sarcastic because I'm so sick of politicians.
I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you noticed on Super Bowl Sunday, I took the crew out because we did the live show then to a steakhouse, and Karl Rove was there 3 weeks ago, and he wasn't following the Super Bowl either. These guys don't. Oh, they'll go to a Super Bowl to sit there as the emperor at a gladiatorial event to make you think it's important and that they care, but very few of these people, George W. was into sports, obviously, they're not into it. They're not into TV. They're not into movies. They're into history books. Because those that know history can control the future and the present. I am so blessed that my house growing up with my parents was filled with history books. And when I was 10, 11 years old, I liked reading Louis L'Amour. And I happened to pick up some World War II books. And boy, that was the end of it. And you just can't keep me away from it. And then when you learn how governments work and you read hundreds and hundreds of history books a year, don't have time to do it now. I read boil-down synopses. You then start to see how humans act over and over again. And the globalists are acting exactly how we would expect them to. We got Porter Stansberry with bombshell information coming up at the 5 after break. Do this quick little 5 minutes on the other side, dealing with mind control. Very important developments. I'll have to do more on this tomorrow. This is, I got too many guests stacked up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.